Okay, so this is my Gilmore Girls review. I'm going to try to break this up into three different parts. I'm going to try to get a little further into this one, because I keep getting interrupted or the mic's kind of crashing out. A lot of bad stuff's happening. Oh, or you can just hear my computer short-circuit in real time. Yep, you can hear it all short-circuit in real time. Just going to unplug this. Okay, that sounds good. That seems good. You just heard a live on-air rant about my computer troubles. Right to start off this Gilmore Girls review. So, I'm planning on doing this in a few different segments. This is going to be more purely a review today, not looking too much at the themes. Just limited in that regard. But I do have a lot to say about the show that I was kind of forced to start watching but kind of got into. And hopefully you enjoy this journey I'm going to try to take you on. These might be my longer ones, and I wonder what kind of demographic I'm going to get listening to it, because I feel like my football audience and my music audience won't attach themselves to this, or my board game audience won't. But I guess we'll see what happens. This show has a cult following and a rabid Reddit fan base, so we'll see. Maybe they'll pick this up and this will get posted somewhere, which does happen time to time. To give just a brief overview, even though if you are listening to this, you probably have watched Gilmore Girls. The show's about a mother-daughter fantasy relationship. It's pure fantasy. Basically, it's a mother-daughter, they're best friends. Lorelai Gilmore's the mother, and she had her daughter Rory Gilmore when she was very young. And the mother, the third Gilmore girl, that I didn't realize in the name Gilmore Girls, is also a Gilmore girl, Emily Gilmore, Lorelai's mother. Basically is in the picture, but Lorelai ran away from her mother with baby Rory, and kind of out of the picture from the father too, even though he wanted to be involved. And Lorelai ran away with Rory and became a self-made successful woman. And from there, Rory is a brilliant girl as she grows up, and by the time she gets to high school, she's like a borderline genius who gets to go to a private high school called Chilton. And that is where our story basically begins, with the mom needing some funding for the private school. So she's got to go back to mommy and daddy, who kind of cast her out at a certain point but tried to keep a relationship. Every episode is a little bit, not formulaic, but there's always the Lorelai storyline and there's always the Rory storyline. The Lorelai one usually is more family-centric with the grandparents and with sometimes a work-related story or just the social interaction she has. And Rory's storylines 90% of the time, especially in the early seasons, always have to do with school or a boy. Lorelai has boy story arcs like Rory, but much less. A lot less boys involved. So that is basically the base footing of this show. And they live in a small little charming town called Stars Hollow. What is about in Connecticut, like an hour from Hartford, it's implied. Connecticut is pretty beautiful. Good basketball team, too, at the university. And that's basically how I'm going to set the show up. The fandom has different arguments on if there's arcs or not, so I've kind of put together my own understanding of the story arcs. There's seven seasons and what they call four movies, but I'm just going to call one big movie, as in A Year in the Life, which comes after season 7 and is canonical. Season 7 was not written by the original writers Dan and Amy, so there's a debate whether or not it's canon, but I think it's a dumb argument, so I'm just going to call it canon. And that's basically my setup here. So seasons 1 to 3, I'm going to call the Chilton arc. Because the Chilton arc is mostly Rory dealing with the Chilton Academy High School and Lorelai dealing with operating the Independence Inn. That's, in a nutshell, what's going on. And they have to see the grandparents because they're paying for Chilton. That's give or take seasons 1 to 3. And some of the fandom will stop watching after season 3, which I find humorous. I'll talk about the boyfriends in a sec. I'd argue that's the first story arc, the Chilton arc. I call the second arc the Princeton arc because... Oh, did I just say Princeton? I meant to say Yale. I'm thinking about college football. I call it the Yale arc because the majority of the storylines have to do with Yale, and also the Lorelei storylines usually have to do with, give or take... I guess it's more boy trouble at this point, but it tends to be about her owning her own end. Because her old end kind of lights up on fire. Was it an arson? I guess we never really know. And I call the Yale arc seasons 4 and 5 and 6. I call season 7 and 8, and by 8 I mean a year in the life, the epilogue season. Because it kind of just ties up most of the storylines, although the show does end with a massive cliffhanger, which will never be resolved. Nor should it probably be, because I like my own headcanon of what happens after. The show kind of, if we're going to be honest, it's at its best in the Chilton arc. Because I think the drama's at its best, and also it has some of my favorite characters early on that kind of over time go away because they get too big. The Yale arc has a lot more cringe, and I'm going to talk about how people feel about the main characters in a sec, but it's the most unlikable our main characters ever are in the Yale arc. And then the epilogue arc is, it's pretty solid. I don't think it's bad by any means, but it doesn't really stack up to the first two arcs. Although Year in a Life gets a lot of hate, which I think is a little unnecessary. Year in a Life does try to tell its story, and although it doesn't necessarily succeed, it does do a fine job painting us the picture it wants to for how we're supposed to see the ending in our mind. But I'll start with my least favorite. Actually, no, I should give a brief description of some things that interest me here. The fandom and me are actually in alignment here. Most people in the fandom hate the main characters. And that sounds very odd. Being a King of the Hill fan, most people love Hank Hill. But in this show, a lot of people hate Lorelei and Rory Gilmore. And I understand why, and I agree with them. They are these two self-entitled a-holes that the whole town puts on a massive pedestal. And these two women are worshipped by this whole town. These ladies can do whatever they want scot-free, and they always get the benefit of the doubt. I understand why people hate these ladies. It makes sense. There's also, they're sometimes not interesting characters at all. Gypsy's a more interesting character than both of them, but she gets no screen time. Basically, what I'm trying to say is this. These characters are worshipped. And I understand why a lot of the fandom hates them. Which, by the way, before I get any comments thrown my way, Gilmore Girls has like a 90% female fandom. So this isn't any sort of sexist statement at all. The two main characters are just kind of bad people that are put on a pedestal in this town. There's no sexism at all. That is what a lot of the fandom thinks, including lots of women in the fandom, which is almost the whole fan base. So now that we got that out of the way, just in case I get accused of anything here. As we go on, though, and the show moves on, Rory becomes more and more cringe and terrible, and Lorelei becomes more and more likable till the writers just want to slander her character. And the Chilton arc, Rory is a fine character, and Lorelei is an alright character. But when we get to the Yale arc, Rory is the most insufferable a-hole to the point where I can't tell if the writers did it on purpose. Because even though she's not my favorite character, it gets to the point where she does unnecessarily cruel fat shaming from a point that's not even comedic. I can't tell what they were trying to do here. It's just very odd. Lorelei also gets very judgmental and very, what's the word? She has a lot of out-of-character moments where she'll go after people when it doesn't seem necessary. And I plan to talk about this more on my deep dive. This is just kind of a surface-level review. But that's kind of how I see it. The Lorelai character's fine, except when they just want to slander her. Then you got the boyfriends. In the Chilton arc, the main guy for Rory starts as Dean. And Dean is considered to be a good first boyfriend who gets too possessive of her. And he's a little too old school for a lot of people. Now, he's maybe one of my favorite characters in the entire show, but I digress. And for Lorelai, she has Max, who I think is kind of a nothing burger overall as a character, who is kind of feels forced at most times, and he doesn't ever really grow on me. I actually am not a big fan of the first season because of him to an extent. I think the more they moved away from him, the better the show actually got. Rory then cheats emotionally and pretty much cheats on Dean with Jess, who she does cheat with. She kisses him. And I don't know what it is. Everyone loves Jess. I think he's a clown. I think he's an a-hole. And he's kind of perfect for Rory, actually. It works out perfectly. But at this point, she's not that bad, so we can't be too harsh on her. Yeah, so the Chilton arc has two boyfriends. Then the Yale arc at the end for Rory introduces us the final boyfriend, which is Logan, who is probably the best boy from her, but I kind of like the Dean character more. And for Lorelai, during the Yale arc, she gets a guy named Jason Stiles. And Jason's actually a really good guy who kind of just disappears off screen. Yeah, he has like a really compelling... He's my favorite of Lorelai's boyfriends. I like him even more than Luke, but he just kind of disappears off screen and he doesn't really get much closure. It's very odd. And then Luke's kind of the final boss, so to say, for Lorelai, but she ends up with a really weird arc with Christopher in the seventh season and kind of the epilogue arc, and it's kind of meh. Luke's pretty much the final boyfriend for Lorelai, who she ends up marrying in the epilogue, which is a completely different review if we're going to talk about more about A Year in the Life, which I hope to do in the future. I'm going to keep it maybe a little more about the show and less about the movies. I also don't want this to be way too long. So what I'm trying to say here is this. Our characters that are our main characters are incredibly flawed, but there is a third main character, which is Emily Gilmore. And she is my favorite of the three Gilmores. She's the funniest. She's actually likable. She's only unlikable in one scene total. And that's the stupid backstab she does when she tries to basically split up Luke and Lorelai. That's the only time I ever hated her. The rest of the show, she's my favorite of the bunch. She's also by far the funniest. I hate to say it. The other two ladies are funny, but they're not on Emily's level. Emily's a queen. She's one of the best characters in the show. And also, she acts like she's supposed to be on a pedestal. The other two don't. They don't fit the role. They're just a-holes. Emily knows she's an a-hole, but knows she's on the pedestal, so it's different. I digress, though. So it's weird when you hate both main characters, but you really like a show. And in fact, funny enough, I hate most of the side characters. Lane is the worst. Paris is the worst. Yet the drama they create is so compelling that it doesn't matter that the characters are awful and slandered all the time and inconsistent. At the very least, the drama is just incredible, and is why I actually am going to give the show a favorable review here. This is like peak drama here, and I was on the edge of my seat to see what happened, especially in the Chilton arc. The Yale arc, a little bit less, but what I really liked in the Yale arc, and there are spoilers here, by the way, is I liked hating Rory as much as I possibly could every second of watching the show when she's living in her grandparents' house and she's ungrateful. It is so annoying and terrible, and I just eat it up like it's just Wendy's value meal. I just eat it up, that storyline. It's amazing. And it's not cheap. It's actually good at making me angry, which I can really appreciate. The show as a whole does this very well. It can kind of play with your emotions. And again, I think maybe people must love this show not because of the main characters, but because of the fantasy relationship they have. Nobody has a relationship, mother and daughter, like Lorelai and Rory have. And to an extent, it's kind of cartoonish. It really is. I don't care what anyone says. It's pretty tough to have that good a relationship with any parent, guy, gal, anybody. It does make, again, for some good betrayals later on, though. The betrayals in this show are just chef's kiss. Not much can compare to it. And if I'm gonna score the three arcs out of 10, I don't think it's fair if I compare it to my favorite shows. Actually, I won't score it out of 10. I'll go by my original scale here. I'll scale it by grade, okay? I'm gonna scale it by grade. The Chilton arc, it's got Dean, it's got Jess. Max is kind of the weak link here of the boyfriends and the seasons, but the drama is peak here. The grandparents are just great. Taylor, who's the Stars Hollow everything except mayor. He runs the town basically in like the Stars Hollow version of the Illuminati. He basically does everything. He's my favorite character in the show, which he passed Dean. But I think everybody was firing 10 out of 10 in that Chilton arc, and it is the best arc in the show. I do hate season 1, but the season 2 and 3 are really, really strong. And really do a good job of setting up every arc and having a good conclusion at the end. The Yale arc, the next three seasons. Oh, sorry. The Chilton arc, I'm actually going to give an A minus. Yale arc has my favorite boyfriend, Jason Styles, for Lorelai. It has some, like, I think the show was really interesting with Jason, especially when he was suing Richard, and then that storyline just goes away. And because of that, I don't hold it as favorably, because I really think they had something great going that they just squashed for no reason. And then Jason just kind of, as I said, disappears off screen. Should have been wrapped up a little better. I really like the trending of that storyline so much that when it kind of gets squashed, I lose a little bit of interest. And the Rory Yale stuff is so cringe, but it's just such peak drama that no matter what my thoughts are on the Lorelai storylines, we gotta prop that up a little bit. And also just the whole Lane's band, Zach and the guy from Skid Row, I don't even remember his name. He owns a sandwich shop. That's really good stuff. I'm gonna give the Yale arc a solid B. I think if there was more Jason, I'd hold it at an A minus two, but I just can't do it. Also, we kind of have less Jess, which is a good thing. I hate Jess. Then I give the second arc kind of a B. And the epilogue is a pure C. Mostly because season 7 doesn't make a lot of sense. And it makes sense it was written by different people because Luke, admittedly, as much as I do like him, he's not one of my favorite characters. In season 7, and all of season 6, funny enough, which I know is a part of the Yale arc, but it's all setting up for the season 7, Luke is absolutely horrible. Everyone loves him, but most people would agree with me. He's terrible in the later seasons at times. And this is, he redeems himself at the end of season 7, but most of the time he's just horrible. And he slaves over his daughter and does whatever she wants. April, who's just a terrible character too. I hate April. Then A Year in the Life comes and he gets no character growth. Year in the Life had no character growth, but a good cliffhanger. So it kind of gets a B minus. It's not much worse than the Yale arc, but the epilogue arc is kind of underneath it because of the peak drama of the Yale arc. The Chilton stuff, though, is really solid. And I would say, actually, if I'm going to rewatch something, I'd be most excited to get to the Yale arc to see the peak drama. But I'm at my most invested in the Chilton stuff. I don't know if that makes sense. The quality of the Chilton stuff's not as good. But the Yale stuff has more flavor, but the Chilton stuff is just overall, I don't know. It just all flows better. It just flows better. It's just really good. And even, it has some good underrated villains like Francine. She's kind of a good heel early on in the show, but she's very limited, has very limited usage. Kind of get some surprise villains at the school. A lot of weird things happen. Overall, the show is a solid B. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't understand why it gets rewatched so much, especially because everyone hates the main characters, but I think the drama just must be so good you can't kind of get it out of your mind. Yeah. That's all I guess I can really say. Well, I'm going to be doing another deep dive into season by season and kind of telling people what I like and don't like. We'll see how this does, though. Maybe I'll get some listens. Anyways, God bless, praise Christ. Hope you enjoy.